It has been very difficult to get phone lines into Libya over the past week. It's been difficult to confirm any of the reports coming out of Tripoli. But we're about to hear the voice of a Libyan who's living just outside of Tripoli. And his account is brought to us by our partner, the BBC. We are not naming him for his safety.
4 days ago, we had about 3 hours of continuous gunfire. And I saw a few guys walking down towards the beach. 10 minutes later, I start hearing rapid gunfire. The sound of the gunfire, I couldn't believe it. I really didn't think it was gunfire. It sounded like some fake, humongous weapon. It was beyond belief. It was as if they were playing a game. They were just walking and shooting. And they had no worries, they had no fear, because you know the people had no weapons. And they couldn't defend themselves, so they could just shoot as they pleased. My neighbor, she was also killed during this gunfire. She was at the roundabout where all the army and people were, and right when the gunfire started, she looked from her window, I think to call in one of her sons or something, and she was shot, and the bullet pierced her head, and she passed away.
So you're saying she just put her head out of her window, and she was randomly shot at?
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be going to heaven, inshallah.
There is a report that text messages have been sent round your city calling on people to come out and protest again. Have you seen any of that?
The text message for that, I haven't received it yet, but there's also a bad connection. But I have received some pretty interesting text messages. I've received one a couple of days ago that said, go back to school, everything is normal, trying to make it seem like that there hasn't been thousands of lives that are killed. And then I received text message the other day that said, may God save the king and his people. Send this to 10 people and you'll get 100 dinars, or you can say dollars, $100 credit on your phone. All those text messages were rubbish.
You said they're cleaning up the streets.
Yeah. Yesterday, my brother came home and he told me that he saw workers, and there was obviously armed forces out to protect the workers, that they were cleaning up the streets, painting over the anti-Gaddafi graffiti on the walls, trying to make it seem as if nothing happened, trying to discredential Al Jazeera when the reporters come in saying that everything that Al Jazeera said is lies, where are the bodies, where are any of this. But it all happened. They're taking bodies away from the hospital. They're hiding them, throwing them away.
Do you think people will come out to protest? Because while the East appears to be lost, a large part of it seems to be lost to the Gaddafi government, the West is still very much in his hands. And as you say, the number of weapons in the hands of those supporting him seems to be more or less limitless. Do you think the people are determined to defy him?
The majority of the people do not support him. If they do support him, they do it because of money or because of fear. Sometimes they're made to protest by force. They go to their houses and they tell the ladies and the kids, they tell them to go out, and if they don't, they will be killed. Hopefully today there will be a large turnout after our Friday prayers, and I'm just praying that there won't be plenty of bloodshed, hopefully none.
Do you think that Colonel Gaddafi and his family will go because of pressure from the people or because of fighting?
We've seen his speeches. We've seen what he's planning on doing, what he's capable of. Supposedly, we're all on drugs, and this is Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. What else are you going to say? The Loch Ness Monster? It's all nonsense. Hopefully, he will be leaving. And we also need the international community to take some to help us out, not just condemn him. Words aren't going to do anything to this man. Like, he can just wipe those off his shoulder. We don't want him. The people don't want him. So why is he still here? He's not welcome here. He's not wanted here.
That is the voice of someone our partner, the BBC, reached in one of the suburbs of Tripoli, Libya. We're not naming him for his own safety.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.